Nancy Muenda, Soweto, Amanko, Zimuenda, Muenda, for Hello, direct Soweto, Muenda, Amanko, Zuku.
0530.
Parafini, Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Onga, Onga, Akastoma, Zipiango, Akastoma, Zipiango.
Dika Chitika, Musafinzerera, Kwarera, Kwarera, Kwarera.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Theft surge at Butondo Market leaves traders facing financial ruin. Kaunda Square residents raise concerns over poor sanitary condition in bars. In African news, the Somali parliament backs constitutional changes but could extend a president's term. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. A surge in criminal activity at Butondo Market in the Mufulira district is pushing local traders to the brink of collapse as escalating theft continues to decapitalize small businesses. The growing insecurity has left many shop owners in despair, with repeated break-ins threatening their livelihoods and ability to recover financially. Calling Chimalilo, a local businessman whose shop was burglarized just 3 days ago at the same market, says the recurring thefts are leaving traders stranded without the necessary capital to restock or continue operating. Mr. Chimalilo explains that the situation has reached a critical point, revealing that more than 10 shops at Butondo Market have been broken into within the past 3 months alone, highlighting what traders believe is a serious and persistent security gap. He has since called on the police and local leadership to urgently increase the security presence and implement a stronger protective measures at the market to prevent further losses for small-scale entrepreneurs.
So maybe what he got to do is a son of a in terms of business, our family is so good for us. In terms of us, our family is yes. But was coming at church, Kosela. Money is about one of the business of Twari Pandarish. So I came off in Yam. So I had to wait a son of Paris. So to a child of Mother of a good echo, Och Kumini. Mwana wafo venga tuwa fwako kwa sa tuwe kena papu mwoku tuweza vayi basi kwa fine panono panono kwa mwana wafo kyo inda chita but kwa fine fwo leo nisho kusabwa yu ya mo efe nomba basenda so kwa chila nomba kukuteko nyako chikumine wa kuteko kwa venga tuwa fwako so bati tuwa mwana wafo tuwe inda o nisho mwoku kituwa la panta nisha na wali patri nilo mwoni kisa kwa watu kwa likuwa tafya tiyo Pinjau, muito filho do Samuel, na moça, só que ele não vai conseguir com ele. Vou dizer, eu falei a minha tua foco. O moleque vem na tua foco, na minha avanto, o despechante é parífo, tio na bandi, barulho, a mochila e moinho, só que ele não vai conseguir na cuinute, cobat, pela possibilidade a cobate. E eu tô aí, sabe, maqui, a crise security a chana ele mulaco. At least, we are stuck with a safeguard. It must show us to
Residents of Kaunda Square Stage 1 in Lusaka have raised concerns over the continued poor sanitary conditions under which most drinking places are operating. The residents say many bars and taverns in the area do not have a proper toilet facilities for customers, forcing patrons to resort to unsanitary alternatives. They have described the situation as unfortunate and have accused some business owners of prioritizing profit over hygiene and public health standards. The residents are now calling on the Lusaka City Council to conduct inspections and close down bars or taverns found operating under poor sanitary conditions. Beneficiaries of the social cash transfer program in Mukushi District have started receiving their payments. Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe says the district currently has over 10,000 beneficiaries, including both the long-standing recipients and newly enrolled individuals. Mr. Kapungwe explains that each beneficiary is receiving 800 kwacha under the program, an increase aimed at helping vulnerable households better meet their basic needs.
We are 10,000 plus households in the district, those who are receiving both from on the table and those who are receiving through their phones. And the number for those who are receiving through on the table, they are 2,728. These are the new households who were captured during the scale-up program, which was conducted recently. And you can see the appreciation and the joy of the Zambians after seeing the money they are being given. Let me appreciate government here, and more sincerely on behalf of the people of Mukushi. Previously, they were paid 400 kwacha per household.
Meanwhile, some beneficiaries have expressed a gratitude to the government for the support. Jen Fachima and John Mulenga say the increased amount is making a noticeable difference in their daily lives. The two explained that they previously received 400 kwacha under the program, but the increase to 800 kwacha is now helping them afford some of their basic necessities. The Bishop's Council of Zambia and Lusaka Province has welcomed the ongoing electoral delimitation exercise being conducted by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Provincial Secretary Bishop Andrew Banda explained that delimitation is important in ensuring that every citizen is able to exercise the right to vote with dignity, that every vote carries equal weight. He noted that in many rural areas, elderly citizens and persons with disabilities are forced to walk long distances, sometimes